I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The fall turkey hunting season is about to open across the state of West Virginia, and this year it will open up to a lot of new ground that West Virginia sportsmen haven't been able to hunt in the past. We'll talk about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Fall turkey season opens in selected counties of West Virginia on Saturday, but Chris Ryan, game management supervisor for the DNR, tells us this year will feature some new counties in the western and southern parts of the state that have been closed for years.
This year we actually redid our turkey plan, so we've opened up a numerous additional counties for fall turkey hunting. For instance, this will be the first time that some of these counties will ever be open for, you know, in recent history. So, you know, hunters should really be advised to look at these hunting regulations this year in particular, because some of these counties that may not traditionally have been open in the past will be open this year. You know, we've got like McDowell County is open, Wyoming County is open, Lincoln County is open. You know, some of those counties haven't been opened in any recent history.
Fall hunting far different than what's happening in the spring. In many cases, it's more challenging as you try to break up a flock and pull them back in. Mast will also play a big role.
It's radically different from how you hunt in the spring. Yeah, in the spring, you know, you're typically going out listening for the gobblers. Where in the fall, you're typically a lot more looking for those broods. Those hens that have had those young of the year, they're out foraging. A lot of times this year, you're going to find them in oak trees or in the upper elevations around the cherry. The cherry was tremendous at those elevations above 2,800 feet. So you're going to find a lot of those turkeys in those areas. As you drop down off of there, especially in our non-traditional counties along the Ohio River, they're going to be in the oaks. So that's the best advice I can give, is probably look around a lot of your white oak trees.
And as Chris mentioned, it's been a tremendous mast year for West Virginia, and he says the turkeys are going to be scattered far and wide like most other game this fall.
Mast conditions definitely affect turkey hunting. I mean, the more you have to eat, the more widespread the turkeys are, especially up when you go through our mountain counties, you know, traditional mountain counties, Tucker, down through Monroe, Greenbrier. You know, the more you have to eat in those places, the more widely dispersed those birds are going to be, and the harder they are for hunters to find.
And the numbers of turkeys through the years have been pretty close to the same for the last several, despite a harsh winter and a tough mast year last fall.
Our turkey population has been pretty stable for the last couple years. You know, the spring harvest is typically sitting right around 10,000, and that's one of the best indications of the population. Of course, you know, the mast and the weather does affect it some, like you were talking about, but overall, it's stayed very stable.
Fall hunting does not enjoy the popularity it once did in West Virginia because of the increased interest in bow hunting, but it's still an enjoyable way to spend time amid the colorful landscape in pursuit of game. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.